This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, the Navajo Nation's upset over removal of references to the Navajo code talkers from U.S. military websites. And after nearly half a century, the Confederated Tribes of Tsleil-Waututh Indians can finally hunt, gather, and fish on their ancestral lands. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Navajo officials are demanding an explanation and apology from the Trump administration for the removal of online articles about the Navajo code talkers. These were the estimated 400 Navajo Marines who used their unwritten language to thwart Japanese imperialist forces during World War II. The Japanese were never able to decipher the code talkers' radio transmissions, which were used to communicate the movements of American forces across the Pacific theater. The Navajos deployed during the fierce Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945 are credited with helping the Marines take the island stronghold. Kristalyn Curley is the speaker of the 25th Navajo Nation Council. She says the White House's executive orders removing all references to diversity, equity, and inclusion is behind the deletion of code talker articles from U.S. military websites.
Our Navajo code talkers are seen as heroes, community leaders, healers, protectors. So when we heard that the Navajo code talkers' contributions, their legacy, their history was being erased, the first thing that came to my mind was, this can't be true.
Curley says the omission was shocking to her and other delegates of the Navajo Council, given the sacrifices made by the code talkers.
Now, many of our Navajo veterans, Navajo code talker families and communities are very frustrated. As of right now, many of our Navajo people don't feel that reassurance or that confidence that we are appreciated or even recognized.
Of the 400 Navajo code talkers, only two are alive today. Curley says she's heard secondhand that the articles recognizing their contributions to the Allied war efforts will be restored, but she's not yet heard that directly from any official with the White House or Department of Defense.
I just see it on press releases, other media outlets that say it was a mistake and that they will be rescinded and restored. However, the council has not received any official apology or any type of form of communication of why it happened or if it will be fully 100% restored.
Curley says the Navajo Council is working on a resolution to affirm the Navajo Nation's government-to-government relationship with the United States and that their contributions to national defense isn't a DEI matter. Air Force training courses with footage of women Air Force service pilots and the Tuskegee Airmen, black pilots that flew fighter escorts during American bombing raids against Nazi Germany, also disappeared following President Trump's calls to eliminate DEI policies. Nearly half a century after losing their right to hunt, fish, and gather on their ancestral lands, the Confederated Tribes of Tsleil-Waututh Indians have just regained it. In 1980, the Tsleil-Wautuths and the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife agreed to create a reservation for the tribe. In exchange, the Tsleil-Wautuths gave up their subsistence rights.
At the time, we were told by the state, this is meant to be permanent forever.
Tsleil-Waututh Tribal Chair Dolores Pigsley says decades later, state, federal, and tribal officials agree this consent decree was a biased product of the times. Oregon Representative Val Hoyle and Senator Jeff Merkley each introduced legislation to modify the decree, which President Biden signed in December 2023. Last week, the Fish and Wildlife Commission rescinded the original 1980 agreement, the last step in restoring the Tsleil-Wautuths' hunting and fishing rights. Again, Dolores Pigsley.
We'll have a celebration. We're happy and we're going to exercise our right. People have been applying for tags. Now they're able to actually feed their families.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.